As he was dropping off to sleep, he spoke to Charlotte. "Sing me that song again about the dung in the dark," he begged. "Not tonight," she said in a low voice. "I'm too tired." Her voice didn't seem to come from her web. "Where are you?" asked Wilbur. "I can't see you. Are you on your web?" "I'm back here," she answered, "up in this back corner." "Why aren't you on your web?" asked Wilbur. "You almost never leave your web." "I've left it tonight," she said. Wilbur closed his eyes. "Charlotte," he said after a while, "do you really think Zuckerman will let me live and not kill me when the cold weather comes? Do you really think so?" "Of course," said Charlotte. "You were a famous pig, and you were a good pig. Tomorrow you will probably win a prize. The whole world will hear about you. Zuckerman will be proud and happy to own such a pig. You have nothing to fear, Wilbur, nothing to worry about. Maybe you'll live forever, who knows? And now go to sleep." For a while there was no sound. Then Wilbur's voice. "What are you doing up there, Charlotte?"
"Oh, making something," she said,
"making something as usual." "Is it something for me?" asked Wilbur. "No," said Charlotte, "it's something for me, for change." "Please tell me what it is," begged Wilbur.